Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Loud Rain 333. Thank you so much for coming back to this channel to hear the things that the Lord has been showing me. I have for you today a sobering warning message that I received while praying. First, I want to give a big shout out once again to all my subscribers who have been supporting me and praying for me. I want to thank you so much. It means so much. Thank you again. All right, so I received this message on the 20th of June while praying, and it's concerning the gates of hell that have been opened wider. That's what I heard from the Lord. And he talks about the importance of spiritual warfare. And if you do not know very much about that, I will have some links in my blog, it's in the description box down below. Please go check it out. And hopefully it will help you in this spiritual war that we are in that is ever increasing. All right, let me go ahead now and start the message that I heard. I heard this: the gates of hell have opened wider, and the forces of evil are now flooding the earth. They masquerade in many different forms, and many have overpowered human bodies. People have opened the door and allowed for this to happen, but many have done so unknowingly. Now, this reminds me of Revelation 12, 7 through 9, which talks about that there is a war in heaven with Michael, the archangel Michael, and his angels who are fighting the dragon and the dragon's angels. And they did not prevail. In other words, the devil and his angels lost their place in heaven, and they were cast down to earth. So the devil was cast down to earth along with his fallen angels. You can read about that in Revelation 12. So I believe that we're seeing this happen right now. All right, I'm going to go back to the message. Just coming into agreement with evil, just at one point, is enough to give the demonic principalities legal rights to come in and take residence. I have removed my hand off of many, and they are no longer protected in the spiritual realm. My presence is only given when I am wanted and revered. For evil and good cannot occupy the same space, for they do not mix, similar to oil and water. They are opposite components. So it is with light and darkness. I'm going to stop there. So I had a vision of this great big body of water, and it was like a lake. And on top of it was an oil film that covered the lake. And I believe that that's what the Lord was showing me, that the water and oil, they do not mix, similar to light and darkness. Back to the message. In order for the light to prevail, the darkness must be snuffed out, pushed back, and destroyed by the ever-shining light. It is in this hour that I ask those who are mine, who follow me, to allow their light to come forth through them. This is done by submitting your all to me and becoming a conduit of my truth and grace. Allow me to work through you with the aid of my Holy Spirit. In the secret place, seek this, and I will send you living waters that will flow through you. It is during this time of great confusion and chaos that there will also be signs, wonders, and miracles. For I have not abandoned my people, but I am there for them, ready to show forth my power. These last days are a testing of humanity, and there is a constant war in the spirit realm that is now manifesting in the physical. The war in heaven has poured out over unto the earth, as the evil ones have come down to do their Father's bidding. This is why there has been such an increase in such evil that the world has never seen before. The clash between good and evil is now so pronounced and out in the open. What was once hidden has now become mainstream. The darkness is trying to completely take control, for it wants to play God and be God artificially. However, though the evil ones are allowed to plague the earth for a time, it is known that their time is short, so they will try to do as much harm as possible. For those who know my name and the power of my name, they will be able to push this darkness back. I have given spiritual weapons for such a time as this. Whether you know it or not, you are in a battle, as the enemy of your soul is devising ways to pull you down, trip you up, and try to pull you astray from me. He will try many deceptions to deceive, but for those with spiritual discernment and eyes to see, this will not happen. Pray for this discernment in all things. I'll say it again. Pray for this discernment in all things. Seek wisdom so that you can avoid all the devil's snares. Call upon me for help, and I will stretch out my hand, and I will pull you up and out of the waves that are crashing around you. Okay, so I had a vision a while back where I saw Jesus standing on a large, flat, solid rock at the edge of this ocean. And he was leaning, bending down with his hand outstretched to those who were drowning in the sea, in the ocean. And one by one, I saw him pull them up with his arm onto the rock beside him. It was a beautiful picture. Back to the message. During these times, set your minds solely on me and not what the enemy is doing. For those who do so, you will find perfect peace. Be still and know that I am God. I am your helper, your deliverer, your fortress, your strong tower. I will rescue you when there is no one else, for I am the true lover of your soul. I love you with an everlasting love that will continue throughout all eternity. That was the end of this message. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I'm going to end with these two scriptures. One is Psalms 18, 2-3. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. And then Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe.